Radio 1350 KMAN.
9:07 here in News Radio KMAN. Time now for In Focus. I'm Andrew Shores, and this morning I'm joined by Rock Creek USD 323 Superintendent Kevin Logan and Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter. And gentlemen, it's a pleasure to have you both in the studio this morning. We're already in the month of March, and still plenty more great things to look forward to this school year. And I know we were talking before the show, both districts coming up on or have already passed parent-teacher conferences, so I'm not sure who wants to start first. I know Tim Wamego specifically has conferences next week right before spring break. What are you expecting in regards to attendance and turnout?
We do have conferences starting Monday, March. That's March 13th, through the 16th. Typically at the elementary levels, grades kindergarten through fifth grade, we have nearly 100% attendance because all teachers do schedule their appointments with the parents. Middle school and high school, that attendance drops down slightly at the middle school and even more so at the high school. But we have changed our structure at the high school for the spring conference. It's actually an enrollment conference, and we do schedule individual meetings with students and parents. We ask that all students and parents attend, and we talk about the schedule and their plans of study for what they want to pursue after high school and try and cater that schedule to meet their needs. It's something the state's moving towards in terms of an individual plan of study for all students. So we have nearly 100% attendance at that conference at the high school level in the spring. And we also start to transition our eighth graders into that high school environment as well. So there's been plenty of activities and more coming in terms of getting them acclimated to the high school and helping them fill out their schedule.
Now, how long has this plan of study been in effect?
From the state mandated level, it's kind of the initial year. So many schools are exploring different programs and different ways of implementing it. But it's been talked about for a couple years. But this, and Kevin, you may correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the initial year for all schools across the state of Kansas.
To be in it, right? It opened up a few years back, and the state has put forth some efforts into a process called Career Cruising. And many districts around the state are using that, or they've come up with their own way of developing an individual plan of study for each student. It needs to start at the eighth grade year. They look at, like Tim had said, doing the career explorations, and then what are the possibilities to match their aptitude and their interest into a career, and give them a good background so that when they leave our buildings, they're either ready to go into a vocation, go into some type of a post-secondary school, whether that be a technical school or a college, but something to get them headed towards a good career.
So a few weeks ago, I was able to visit with Pat Bosco, Dean of Student Life at K-State, and he had a really interesting statistic to share with me. Not only is enrollment down across the board at all state universities, there are fewer Kansas high school seniors than ever going on to any form of higher education, whether it's vocational, two-year, four-year. Is there anything being done within local school districts to address this issue? Because this plan of study seems like a really cutting-edge sort of thing that could really propel more people into a postgraduate program, whether it's a two-year certificate or a four-year degree.
Well, that's exactly the intent. It's just to try and make sure we're doing everything we can to make sure a student is ready for what they want to do after high school. And we don't push one thing over the other. We just want them to pursue their interest and what their strengths and so forth align with. I was not aware of that statistic that it's at an all-time low, but we do certainly try and work with our students and encourage them to either go into that four-year college or a two-year junior college, and more so even the vocational schools. There are so many opportunities in a vocational and trade school that give students an opportunity to have a shorter program and come out making a good salary. And of course, some students are just want to go straight in the workforce or into the armed forces, and we do whatever we can to help with that as well.
Well, and is there any, do you keep track of where your students end up going just for your own personal records that you could maybe keep tabs on how many students go to a two-year or four-year or join the service?
We do some of that. The state is actually helping us out, KSDE, beginning this year with helping track our students through the National Clearinghouse data. And they actually have data they released to the schools or shared with the schools from the class of 2010, and the number of those students who ended up with some sort of post-secondary education. And I know they my numbers are going to be off, but it was just over half, I believe, that actually finished some sort of either a technical school, a junior college, or a bachelor's degree, or were still in school. And many of them had entered a post-secondary institution, and then dropped out, and then there were some that never got there. So when you're looking at that number, around 50%, and they showed data at the same time that around 70 to 75% of the careers that are offered in the state of Kansas, or the jobs that are open, require some sort of post-secondary education, we're not meeting our own employer needs if we don't get our students those higher level skills.
Well, and it seems like an important way of helping fill the Kansas workforce, just as you addressed. And it seems like there's opportunities within high schools nowadays, plenty of opportunities for kids to pursue those dual credit courses. And I would assume both of your high schools are offering things like that.
Go ahead, Tim.
We do offer a dual credit or concurrent credit courses, primarily with Highland Community College, but also with Manhattan Area Technical College. And if students, you know, have a way of accessing other concurrent credit courses through other universities or colleges, we work with them as best we can. But in the last 6 or 7 years, we've probably grown that concurrent credit offering from just a couple classes to somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 12, I believe. We also do offer approximately 8 advanced placement courses, which are courses students can earn college credit by taking a national norm exam at the end of the school year. If they earn a certain score, they get college credit for that as well. So we do work very hard, and our counselors do a phenomenal job of working with the area schools and offering students these opportunities.
We do much the same thing. We, again, partner with Highland Community College. We had a high school and junior high in service about a week and a half ago, to where we had Manhattan Area Technical College come in. All of the heads of their departments, plus their chairman, came in and presented to our teaching staff, our faculty, on how we might be able to prepare our students, you know, for the technical careers. And they made a point of saying, you know, we are a technical college, not a vocational college, because a lot of the vo-techs kind of had a bad rap every now and again, I guess, and the skills that they were getting are high-level technical skills. And we're going to look with doing some partnerships with them.
So a few years ago, Senate Bill 155 was passed, and that made it possible for school districts to see some reimbursement from the state in order to implement some of these vocational programs within their high schools. And I was just wondering, have you taken advantage of these programs?
We have. We actually offer a CNA program, and over the course of the last 3 years, we've had in a neighborhood of 15 to 20 students earn that CNA certificate, so we have received those funds for those students. We also have some welding classes where students receive some welding certifications that we've received some funds for, and that's really benefited these programs because those monies go right back into instruction and things that we need in those areas.
I know within ours we also have the CNA pathway, and we try to do several pathways. We have business pathways, and anyway, we are kind of limited by facilities at this point as far as the industrial technical type of skills. We do have a vocational agricultural program with several pathways going that direction, but we don't have a lot of the construction sciences or the engineering pathways that we're interested in looking at.
Well, it's 9:14 here at News Radio KMAN, and phone lines are open, 785-537-1350, and I think I'm going to get ready and jump down the rabbit hole of education funding when we come back from this next break. Well, speaking now, of course, with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan and Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, this is In Focus here on KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better